What is up, Mets fans? Welcome to the Whole Lot of Mets podcast. I am back. I don't know what happened. I don't know why I stopped recording, boys, but I am back, and boy, do I have a lot to say. This Mets season fucking fell off a damn cliff. The Mets are just not performing, and I have so much to say. This is the Whole Lot of Mets podcast. I'm just going to jump right into it. Please follow me on Twitter, at Lot of Mets. Fuck it. This is going to be a hell of a podcast. Let's roll, guys. I'm recording this on August 22nd, or August 21st, I don't even know the day. And are you shitting me? The Mets lose again. And again. And again. This is one of the worst offensive performances in a season that I have ever seen in my life. You want to talk about bad performances? You want to talk about just bad seasons? The Mets are right up there. A fucking all-time. You have a lineup that should hit. You have a lineup that is a playoff caliber lineup. And this is what you, and this is what they give you? Everybody knew at the deadline, you have to get more pitching. You should get another bullpen piece. And get some more bats in this lineup. But what did the Mets do? What did Sandy Alderson and Zach Scott do? I'll tell you what they did. They half-assed it. They went ahead and they were like, how do I rejuvenate a fan's base? How do I go ahead and basically half-ass it? And that's exactly what they did. Getting Javier Baez. Javier Baez is a good pickup. Javier Baez is not a good pickup on a team that needs consistent hitting. Javier Baez is a good pickup if you get a Chris Bryant. If you go out and you get another starting pitcher and you go in and you say the New York Mets are for real. But instead, you give up a top five prospect, a former first round pick, for a rental. For a rental. In what world does that make sense? And why did you pick Javier Baez over Chris Bryant? Am I dumb? Am I missing something? The offense is struggling. The offense has been struggling. The Mets just struggle on offense. You should not average 2 runs a game. You should not. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the fucking Brooklyn Cyclones. You do not average 2 runs a game, and that's exactly what this fucking major league team is doing. And I'm pissed. I'm done. Every time I turn on the TV and I watch the Mets game and I see that the score is already 2-0, I'm like, good game, it's over. A lineup that has Michael Conforto, Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Dominic Smith, JD Davis, and James McCann. I should not be saying that after you're down by 2 runs, this game is over. I should not. And it's not like the Mets are getting horrendous pitching performance. Because they aren't. Okay? And I'm sick of people saying, oh, it's Luis Rojas' fault, blah, blah, blah. Yes, Luis Rojas is not a good manager. I'll be the first one to say it. But this is the same course since Terry Collins. It's Terry Collins, it's Mickey Callaway, and now it's Luis Rojas. At a certain point, the players have to look themselves into a mirror and be like, this is on us. And if I'm Steve Cohen, Dom Smith is gone. JD Davis is gone. I'm keeping Jeff McNeil just because he had one bad year. You know what? I'm still keeping him, and I'm seeing what he does next year. They need a shakeup. Conforto is so gone, too. I'm not even extending him the qualifying offer. I'm letting Conforto walk. And how right was I? How right was I to be like, do not extend him this year. Do not, because you are going to pay him a premium price because of the career season that he had in 60 games. And people were like, what? You're crazy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, how crazy am I now, huh? How crazy am I now? How crazy was I when I said, don't extend Francisco Lindor. You have a rich owner. Worst case scenario, you re-sign him in the offseason. And if he has a career year, then you pay him $341 million. Well, guess what? If Lindor would have hit the offseason this year, I guarantee you he's not getting $341 million. I guarantee you that. How crazy am I now, huh? Mets fans have to stop falling in love with homegrown players. Okay? Stop overvaluing homegrown players. It's so simple. It really is. Michael Conforto was a nice player. He was never this amazing perennial all-star player. And now look what he is now. Dom Smith, he's a good guy. I like him on my team, but he's not untouchable. In fact, I'm trading him this offseason. JD Davis, fucking horrendous. That is the weakest 300 average I have ever seen in my whole fucking life. He is the definition of a loser. And I'm a fan of JD Davis. I was a fan of JD Davis. In fact, me and my friends, shout out to Morty, called him Jumbo Dick Davis. I'll tell you what now. He sucks. Straight up is. If I'm going down the lineup that's been out the past 2 weeks, it's been Nimmo, McNeil, Dom, Pete, JD Davis, Conforto, James McCann, Villar, and the pitcher. I may be keeping three of those guys and everybody else is available. I'm keeping Nimmo, I'm keeping McNeil, and I'm keeping Pete Alonso. Everyone else, have a good day. Everybody else is available in trade discussions. I want to talk about Steve Cohen's tweet. In fact, I'm going to pull it up right now. Because I'm not sure exactly the wording, so I'm going to pull it up right now. It's hard to wonder. Here is the tweet at Stephen Cohen 2. It's hard to understand how professional hitters can be this unproductive. The best teams have a more disciplined approach. The slugging and OPS numbers don't lie. And people had a problem with this. In fact, when I first saw it, I was like, dude, this has to be like a parody account or something. But it's not. And I'm like, get him, Steve! Fucking get him! Because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the same story every night. The most runs you score is 2 runs a night. You deserve to be called out by every single human being that's a Mets fan, especially the owner. And guess what? He tweeted this 3 days ago. And you won one game when the owner of your fucking team basically tweets out saying how much you guys suck. You go out and you score 2 runs in back-to-back games. How does that not light a fire up your ass? How? Dom, wake up! McNeil, wake up! JD Davis, wake up! Villar, wake the fuck up! Pillar, wake the fuck up! McCann, wake up! Conforto, you suck! I'm so sick of it! This is a disaster! And Sandy Alderson, you had a blank checkbook last offseason. And you didn't sign one big free agent? Not one? At the trade deadline, he was like, I want to blow past the luxury tax. Blow past it. You make one trade? You make one trade? You don't go after starting pitching. You don't go after another hitter. You go and you get a AAA pitcher and Javier Baez, who everybody knew had a heel problem, and you still traded for him, and you still traded a top 5 overall prospect for him in your system that has absolutely no talent. What are you doing? And I don't want to hear about how I'm about how everything is Zach Scott's decision. Zach Scott isn't even the official GM of the New York Mets. He is the interim GM of the New York Mets. So, if you're the interim GM, right, wouldn't you want to show the owner that you're balls to the wall, that you want to fucking win? I think that this is all Sandy Alderson. Nothing has changed. The Mets are still being almost dead quiet at the deadline. Look at the Yankees. They went ahead and they got Rizzo, Gallo, Andrew Heaney. The Mets were supposed to be the Yankees. They were supposed to go ahead and acquire these top talents. They acquired a top talent who strikes out a fuck ton. Well, you already have a team that strikes out a fuck ton. In what world did that make sense? Everyone was like, Chris Bryant. Please give me Chris Bryant. But you didn't. It was such a simple need. I don't want to hear about, yeah, well, they already have a third baseman. Who, J.D. Davis? You're going to tell me that J.D. Davis was your answer? Look at J.D. Davis now. I'd rather have a fucking snow cone hit than fucking J.D. Davis. This is a organizational failure, and Steve Cohen better make moves this offseason. The honeymoon period is over. You're gonna go and you're gonna put tweets out like it's hard to understand why your players can't hit. Fire people. Luis Rojas, I'll see you later. You Quattlebaum. I don't know how a person named you Quattlebaum gets a fucking major league position hitting coach job, but you Quattlebaum, you're fucking gone. Jeremy Hefner, I'm keeping. Sandy Alderson, please go away, Sandy Alderson, please. I hate you. You suck at your job, Sandy Alderson. You are just so bad. So bad. You said on WFAN this whole offseason, right? Look how much money I spent in the Oakland A's back in the 70s, blah, blah, blah. And what did you do this year? You gave James McCann 4 years, $40 million, and that was it. And you signed Taiwan Walker, which was a good signing. But I was basically begging you to sign Taiwan Walker. I was like, Taiwan Walker is a great fit. Good. That was a good signing. You didn't get Springer, who would have been an amazing fit. You didn't get JT Realmuto. You didn't even get Trevor Bauer. And thank God we didn't get Trevor Bauer. What a fucking mess that is. But you struck out on everybody. And your answer to George Springer was fucking signing Kevin Pillar? And Albert Almora? Albert Almora is one of the top two worst hitters I have ever seen in my life. I feel like Albert Almora is blind when he's at the plate, but a great defender. I feel as comfortable as putting Albert Almora up against Major League hitting as I am putting up my 5-year-old little brother. He can't hit. He can't even put a butt down. And that was your answer for not signing George Springer? Are you kidding me? This is a colossal failure by the New York Mets management all the way around, including Steve Cohen. I don't know what else to say. All you do is lose. This is the New York Mets under Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen, I thought that you don't like losing. We're under fucking 500 because you don't go out. And you don't tell your GM, hey, listen, what do we need? We need starting pitching and offense. Oh, let's go ahead and get that. But no, you go and you trade a top 5 prospect for a guy who everybody know was hurt. He gets hurt 3 games into it. And then Trevor Williams, who coming into it had a 5.5 ERA. How is that your answer? And you're telling me that Rich Hill was your answer? A 41-year-old lefty who lasts on a good night 4 innings? Are you shitting me? I've had it. I'm done. I don't know what to say. I really thought that this year is going to be different. Because I like being positive. I hate being all negative. But what positive has come out of the Mets this past week? Please, someone tell me. You can't say one. It's pathetic. This is fucking pathetic. And I'm going to end the podcast here before I say something I shouldn't. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy to be back. I wish it was under better circumstances, but it wasn't. Please follow me on Twitter at LottaMets. Please rate five stars and subscribe. You guys are the best. And let's go, Mets.